Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We always try to give you breaking news as we get it. We are being told that an airport has had to suspend operations over a security incident. Now, this is being reported by BBC. So this is in Birmingham Airport in the UK. But apparently there was a security incident on a plane. The aircraft was able to land safely. All passengers and crew have disembarked. But not exactly sure what has happened. I know this just kind of made some headlines, so we will keep you posted if we know any more. You know, we are getting a little bit more information on the survivor who survived the Baltimore Key Bridge collapse. And as you remember, it was a Dolly cargo vessel that had run into one of the buttresses of the bridge, causing it to collapse fairly quickly. Construction workers were there repairing potholes. Seconds before the ship struck the bridge, the pilot made a mayday call. It enabled law enforcement to stop any additional traffic from driving on the bridge. I mean, thank God, you know, fewer people were on the bridge when it collapsed. But unfortunately, there were others that did and died. There was one of two workers who fell into the water and survived. Attorneys for Julio Cervantes said that the crew was not warned about the imminent collision. Workers were sitting in their cars on a break at the time. Lawyers from the firm Stewart Miller Simmons and Kreindler and Kreindler are representing Cervantes and families of two of the workers who died. Now, the attorney said he fought for his life and he survived. The FBI is starting to do their own investigation. I mean, I think they should have started right away anyway. But officials said that they have recovered the body of a fourth construction worker. When the bridge started to collapse, Cervantes watched as everyone fell into the water. He was able to survive because his car's window was manual. He was able to roll down the window and escape. You know, once you submerge, the weight of the water, you think you're going to be able to open your car door. And oftentimes you can't. So you need to climb out. And if you have, you know, electric windows and not manual windows, you're screwed. Now, there should be many people should have a tool that can very easily break glass. Upon impact of this tool, it could break the glass. I forget what it's called. I think all cars should have it. Because you never know when you're crossing a bridge. You never know when you're going to need it. But luckily for him, he could roll down the window. He can't swim. But he was able to hang on to a piece of debris. He was stranded on either a rock or a piece of metal that was floating by. First responders were able to rescue Cervantes. They also pulled a second worker out of the water. He was able to be treated at a hospital and discharged hours later. Now, of course, a lot of mental, emotional pain, not to mention falling 180 feet. You know, I'm surprised more bones weren't crushed. That's, you know, with the gravity and hitting the water, not easy. But, they are obviously pursuing legal reparations. And so, but they said when asked if there's a protocol in emergency situations and whether workers should have been warned, this is something that we don't really know. You know, were the workers told to get off? Did they, you know, as soon as the ship knew, and I don't know how many seconds before, But now we're being told that there might have been more warning than people are laying on. So the case is going to proceed in September, and the owner of the boat is, you know, obviously under a lot of scrutiny. You know, and it's just a shame because it this didn't have to happen. You know, and so the FBI is now opening a criminal probe into the Baltimore Bridge collapse as to, you know, figure out if there was any intent, cover up. They said the probe was reported by Washington Post, and it looks at this 985-foot container ship, the Dali, D-A-L-I, and they're looking for violations of federal maritime law. They wanted to know if the personnel was aware of any onboard technical or operational issues before the ship left the port of Baltimore. They're looking at the events leading up to the moment the ship lost power. They lost power, and then they couldn't steer it and control it, so it slammed into the bridge's support pillars. In a statement to Fox News Digital, the FBI confirmed that the Bureau was present aboard the cargo ship Dali conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity. Not a lot of other information we're getting. But, you know, people didn't know if this was a terrorist attack. This was, I mean, you could see the ship's lights go out. You could see it was having a problem. But did anybody do inspections before it left the port? You know, just like that Boeing plane that lost its panel. You know, there's supposed to be inspections. They're supposed to be, you know, a plane is not supposed to be breaking apart at altitude. A boat is not supposed to be shutting down. There's safety checks. When I learned how to fly, I can't operate a plane. I never finished my lessons. But a good part of the lessons was doing your pre-flight check. Now, you have to make sure everything is working and what's your backup. You can't have a boat or a ship that just loses all control, especially that quickly from departing a port. So now there's a criminal investigation. Now, there's also being another investigation conducted by the National Transportation Safety Board to determine the cause of the collapse and evaluate safety measures. You know, President Biden and Democratic Governor Wes Moore have pledged to hold the appropriate parties responsible. They did rule out terror attack. Six construction crew members died. Two survived. And, I mean, it sounds like they found all the bodies. Oh, man, prayers to the families who lost people in this. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one book I really enjoyed reading years ago was the Eat This, Not That, where they would, the book authors would compare two foods, like a salad and a chicken sandwich. And they would compare the salad to the chicken sandwich and find that the chicken sandwich was healthier, had less sugar, salt, fat. And they said, if you were going to eat one or the other, eat this, not that. And it would blow our minds how they would take, and I mean, very wily, you know, you could do your research before and go, oh, okay, this is high calories, so let's compare it to this. This is lower calories. Compare the two. So this is an interesting article. The healthiest salad to order at 7 major chains. And, again, experts are warning, some of these salads have more fat than a Big Mac, the McDonald's signature hamburger. They said in 2016, McDonald's added a kale salad known for its health benefits to their menu. But when you looked at McDonald's kale salad, it contained 25 more grams of fat than the Big Mac. This is being reported by Daily Mail. So a New York-based dietitian has analyzed some of the most popular salad choices and said that these are the best to look at. So the first one they have is the chopped Mexican Caesar with grilled chicken salad. I guess this is at Chopped. I don't think that's Chipotle. So this is Chopped. There's a chain. Has lettuce, jalapenos, cotija cheese, tortilla chips, cilantro, Mexican Caesar dressing. And they said the salad only has 385 calories, 19 grams of fat, 7 of which are saturated, 31 grams of protein, 8 grams of fiber. So that's pretty interesting. The Just Salad, they say the Tokyo Super Greens with chicken looks pretty healthy. Why? Because they're packed with super greens. Edamame, broccoli, almonds, carrots, avocado, coming in at 390 calories, 12 grams of fiber, 26 grams of protein. Sweet Green has something called a hummus crunch. Only 380 calories to the salad. It has veggies, tomatoes, cucumbers, chickpeas, the hummus, a pesto vinaigrette, and then za'atar breadcrumbs. Tender Greens has a grilled chicken Cobb salad. A little bit higher in calories because there's an egg on it as well as the chicken, but got a lot of fiber, 55 grams of fat. Salad Works has something called a Sophie's salad. Sophie's salad has vegetables, fruit, protein, healthy fat, and dairy with their spring mix, their apples, their blue cheese, pecans, grilled chicken. The Fresh & Company shrimp taco salad apparently weighed in at only 165 calories. Now, that's fascinating to me, especially with shrimp and how they season shrimp. Panera has a Fuji apple chicken salad. That's about 550 calories with, again, apples and, you know, and so we don't really have any salads listed from McDonald's or Burger King, and I don't think a lot of people order salads from those places. But when I look at these salads, you know, the problem I have nowadays is how expensive things are. And I really believe that we should be making our own salads. You know, I go to lunch with one of, you know, the students or residents to this restaurant, and when I buy a ahi tuna salad, it's $21. And the lettuce is the same lettuce I could buy for $5 a bin at the grocery store. And then I could buy probably, you know, the steak of tuna. I could make maybe for the whole family the same thing for half that price. Yeah, it's a shame. And, you know, we spoke about how I think fewer people are eating salads these days because they're not going to spend that kind of money on a salad. Yeah, yeah. If you have $21, you're going to order something that you can't get anywhere else with the flavors, and it's going to be a hearty meal. Are you really going to order a salad? And so, you know, I'm looking at some of these salads. You can make them yourself. And, you know, maybe we're going to slowly change. I mean, it's not slow. I think it's happening now. But I think we're going to start using eating out and restaurants and fast food differently. Now that fast food is getting so expensive you know, you're not really having customer service anymore. You have to go on the kiosk. And so if you have an order where you want to hold the onions and you want to do this and do this and do this, I mean, unless the app is easy to use, people are like, I have to hell with it. But, you know, well, you can make your own hamburger at home. You can make your own salad at home. You know, you could make a pesto ciabatta sandwich. If you like chicken and mozzarella or provolone cheese, use a pesto spread on a warm. But you could make these yourself. Now, people say, but it doesn't taste as good. I remember my mom made us burgers once, and she said, you see, it's better than McDonald's. I'm like, no, it isn't. McDonald's tastes so much better. Well, why? Well, because there's all the preservatives and the extra salt and the sugar and the butter. You know, your chicken sandwiches, the reason why I eat this, not that, had chicken sandwiches higher in calories than the burgers is because in order to make that chicken yummy, it's loaded in butter. The bread is loaded in butter. So you're eating something buttery, and you think it's yummy. Yeah, do you really need to eat all that? And so I think people are going to slowly start to, especially with these weight loss drugs, slowly look at how they do their meals differently. Where, okay, you know what I'm like, and this is what I've been doing. I buy the vegetables because I can buy it for $5 a bin for all that lettuce. And I take a handful every time I buy the refrigerator. I take a handful and I shove it in my mouth. I chew it. I get it down. Okay, and now I'll get some protein or if I want to have a treat. But I get my vegetables in. I don't necessarily have to go to a restaurant and order the salad or order the, you know, so I don't need to do that, especially since I know it's high priced. The only thing is you got to do it. You got to get your vegetables in. You got to get your fruit in. You know, they talk about how these pre-cut fruit are a waste of money. And some of the fruit is not the freshest fruit. You might have a bruised peach and it's the other side of the bruised peach. But for many of you, you're like, but that's how I'm going to eat my fruit. Yeah, I'm not going to take brand new carrots. I'm not going to peel them. I'm not going to cut them down. Just get me a veggie tray. Okay, well, that's fine. If that's the only way you'll get your vegetables in, but you're going to get them in, I'd rather you do that. Sometimes it takes these little tricks. If you think that you have to actually cook and saute the spinach and make it flavorful for you to eat it, if it's easier for you to just eat the raw spinach leaves, rinse them off first, and get them in you that way, that's fine. We've trained ourselves to everything has to taste good. It has to be presented good. No, you need to brush your teeth. You need to exercise. You need to put on a bra. None of these things are comfortable. And you need to have a handful of veggies 3 times a day or 5 times a day. You're supposed to eat vegetables and fruits 5 to 9 times a day. But grab a serving or a serving and a half. Chew on it and eat it. Swallow it and drink some water. That's just what you have to do. You know, I see these healthy people where they'll drink some drink that looks absolutely disgusting. And they're like, but I have to do it because it helps me with my weight. Or they'll drink the bone broth. Or they'll eat their, you know, good for you. I mean, that takes a lot to be able to do something for your body. I mean, you think your car likes to get its oil changed and alignment and all that? No, but it's happier when it's done. We don't take care of our bodies. And we need to. How many of you like to go to the dentist? I can't stand going to the dentist. But if I don't do it, it sucks. It's bad news. I got to get go to the dentist. Otherwise, I get cavities. So when you start looking at eating out differently, I don't want to see restaurants go under. But if we're already going to be spending this kind of money, and you're like, well, then I might as well get something I could never do at home and let it be rich and fattening, you're going about it all wrong. Maybe go to the restaurant for a treat. Eat healthy at home. And if you really want to do Cinco de Mayo, where you have a margarita, and maybe you guys could split some fajitas, well, you'll watch your weight and you'll watch your money. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez being sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. A New Mexico jury found Gutierrez guilty for negligence in loading the live ammo into Alec Baldwin's gun on set, which killed Hutchins. The judge said Gutierrez did not accept responsibility for her actions and has not shown remorse. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration had no business lecturing Israel on how it should respond to Iran's drone and rocket attacks over the weekend. On the Senate floor Monday, McConnell said the White House should maintain a hard line against Iran.
The fact that our collective defense has worked in this case doesn't obviate the threat.
A Republican leader over in the House has proposed Israel work to destroy Iran's drone and rocket attack and production capability. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the government is implementing a first-time policy that is going to revamp the tap water for millions of Americans. And they believe the action will prevent thousands of deaths. The cool down is reporting that the Biden administration is implementing through the EPA a required municipal water system to that will remove 6 synthetic chemicals linked to cancer and other health problems that are present in the tap water. They have to do this across the country. The move is going to mandate that water providers reduce forever chemicals like perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances to near zero levels. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan labeled the new policy as life-changing and described it as the most significant effort by the federal government to reduce the presence of PFAS in drinking water. They say it's going to prevent thousands of deaths, reduce tens of thousands of serious illnesses, and they say we are one huge step closer to finally shutting off the tap on forever chemicals once and for all. Now, these PFASs are found in clothes, shampoos, cosmetics, dental floss, children's toys. You take a carry-out bag or a box. You think it's paper, but no, there's a spray. There's a foam. There's something preventing the water from ruining the container. And so the New York Times has noted that these chemicals are so pervasive that they can be found in the blood of almost every person in the United States. A 2023 government study discovered PFASs in nearly half of the tap water in the nation. Now, these chemicals do not ever fully degrade, so they can bioaccumulate. It could be very dangerous in humans who inadvertently consume them. We know that they are linked to metabolic disorders, decreased fertility in women, developmental delays in children, could increase risk of prostate, kidney, testicular cancer. So this all sounds fantastic, okay, but, oops, I just lost my ears. Hold on one sec. All right, sorry about that. Someone's listening. But here's the problem, okay? Number one, first and foremost, why is this happening now? We've known about these chemicals for a long, long time. Only now? Why didn't we do this before? We have been talking about these chemicals for a very long time. They only tested it now? They're only acting now? So I find that intriguing. Number two is, what is the process they are going to be doing to remove 6 synthetic chemicals? Okay, our water is supposed to be pure, but it's not. It has to be treated. Our water gets treated. Our water gets recycled. So if they're going to strip some of the chemicals, which I support, are they going to be using other chemicals in their stead? And I have worked with governments, and I think we all have seen the game played where they are going to advertise that they removed these 6 chemicals. And unless somebody asks, how did you do it? And what is now at a higher level in our water, that no one's going to know. Now, the EPA estimated that water utilities will face an annual cost of $1.5 billion to be in compliance. The utilities argued that it could actually cost twice as much. They also raised concerns, who's funding this? Well, if the government's not funding it, if they're coming up with this mandate, then these water companies are going to find the cheapest way to bleach out these chemicals. And again, are you putting other chemicals in to do that? And then, are now they're going to raise the rates to those of us that use water? Our apartment's going to now charge higher in rent if they're covering the water. Utility agencies and mass market food and beverage companies could be exposing themselves to class action lawsuits if they knowingly permit such pollution to remain in public water supplies and products that use unfiltered tap water. So now businesses are going to have to make sure that if they don't have these in their water, etc., that they don't have the chemicals as well. Drinking water contaminated with these have plagued communities across this country too long, according to Michael Reagan. So they already have policies in place, but the EPA said $1 billion is going to be set aside to help states when they are testing and treating. Could be tax breaks, could be credits provided by the Inflation Reduction Act. But, you know, if we've known about these chemicals, then why didn't we stop in day one? My fear is they couldn't. My fear is they are doing a job that helps the water be treated and quote-unquote purified for human consumption. I don't want the chemicals in me. But, you know, saying, look, okay, these chemicals have to be out. Well, the chemicals are there for a reason. It's probably not a good reason, but do they have a substitute? I don't know how water is treated and all the processes, but I'm under the impression it takes chemicals. And so how do they filter those chemicals out? It's not easy. You know, and so when politicians make these headlines and these statements, remember, they got an election coming up. And so they're going to say, look at how we cleaned the tap water. Okay, we need, you know, Consumer Reports or Environmental Working Group or somebody that's testing the treated water to see if there's more of another, even more dangerous chemical. Because otherwise, every 5 years, we're going to have this. Where, okay, now we have to glean, and this is what we're doing. Look at how we're doing this. And nobody's saying, well, yeah, but you kind of caused the problem when you said we couldn't do this, we couldn't do this. I mean, how much of our water is contaminated because of the COVID lockdown BS? When you mandated that everybody have stickers and plastic and spray disinfectants and not recycle and use paper menus and idle in their cars and all that, I mean, did we possibly screw things up then? Now, when the government says, when Biden says, look at how many jobs, look at how we, you know, got people, you know, back on payroll and, you know, got people into jobs. You can't take credit for that if your states were the ones that kicked people out of their jobs. You can't kick somebody off a boat and then try to ask for all the credit of throwing them the life preserver and getting them back on the boat. Look at all the people we saved who were overboard. You're the ones that threw them overboard. So we need to really take a look at some of these regulations. And I used to work for the EPA. I am a fan of the EPA. I want to protect the environment. I want to protect humans. But, you know, look at how we, to protect the trees. We didn't want to cut trees close to some of the Northern California power lines. I love trees. I'd love to save the trees. But you got to be smart about it. You have a power line so close to the tree line. What happens? Wildfires. So, to prevent wildfires and to prevent other trees, you need to widen that area that the power line goes through. That might mean removing some trees. Now, you could replant them in other areas if you really want to save them. But instead, we lost more trees because of the wildfires. And people said they wouldn't let us move any trees. So just you know, be careful. That's all I'm saying. I support this move. I think it's high time we get these chemicals out of the water. But for the love of the Lord, please make sure that you're not adding something else in that could be making the situation worse. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Supreme Court has allowed Idaho to enforce a ban on gender-affirming care for all transgender minors for now. The Supreme Court agreed the Idaho officials can enforce the ban, granting a request from state officials to narrow the scope of the lower court's order that blocked the law from taking effect. The court's conservative majority granted the state's request for a stay over the objections of the three liberal justices, Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Kagan, and Brown Jackson. The stay does not apply to the two transgender teenage plaintiffs in the case and the care they are seeking, but blocks the more expansive portions of the lower court's decision. They say the district court's order promised to run for the life of this lawsuit, thus preventing Idaho from executing any aspect of its law for years. Meanwhile, the plaintiffs face no harm from the partial stay the state requests. This is according to Justice Neil Gorsuch in an opinion that was joined by Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, in a dissent joined by Kagan, argued that the court should decline to intervene at the stage. They said this court is not compelled to rise and respond every time an applicant rushes to us with an alleged emergency, and it is especially important for us to refrain from doing so in novel, high-charge, and unsettled circumstances, saying caution is warranted. So the ACLU of Idaho and the ACLU nationally is representing two families that challenge the law. And so what is this Idaho case? So it involves Idaho's, quote, Vulnerable Child Protection Act, or HB 71, which was signed into law by Governor Brad Little last year. It bars healthcare providers in the state from providing certain medications or surgeries for the purpose of attempting to alter the appearance or affirm the child's perception of the child's sex if that perception is inconsistent with the child's biological sex. Among the restricted treatments are puberty-blocking drugs, hormone therapy, and surgeries. Violators of the law may face up to 10 years in prison and fines. Now, parents of two transgender girls sued the state over the law, saying it violates the Constitution. The two identified in court filings by the pseudonyms Pam Poe and Jane Doe were diagnosed with gender dysphoria. They have taken puberty blockers and estrogen therapy. In addition to challenging the constitutionality of the law, the families asked a federal district court to block enforcement of the law while their case proceeds. The district court granted their request in December 2023, finding in part that the law was unconstitutional. The lower court also ruled that prohibiting gender-affirming care would have serious consequences for both of them, including severe psychological distress. According to the U.S. District Judge Lynn Windmill, she said transgender children should receive equal treatment under the law. Parents should have the right to make the most fundamental decisions about how to care for their children. So the injunction reached statewide because the judge found that because Pam Poe and Jane Doe use pseudonyms, it would be difficult to provide them relief without compromising their anonymity. The judge also said that if the injunction applied only to the plaintiffs, there would be follow-on lawsuits, create needless repetitive litigation. So state officials asked the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, and this would be reported by CBS News, to pause the district court's order or narrow its scope to just cover those two people, but the requests were denied. Idaho then sought emergency relief from the Supreme Court, while the Ninth Circuit Court considers the appeal, asking the judges to limit the injunction to apply only to Pam Poe and Jane Doe, and the High Court agreed. So, in request to the justices, Idaho officials represented by conservative legal group Alliance Defending Freedom criticized the scope of the district court's injunction as exorbitant and said it reached too far by blocking enforcement of the law in all circumstances against all parties. So while we opened the show today talking about how in Europe there are multiple cases and reviews discussing how gender-affirming care in children has very unsettled evidence and is on shaky foundations scientifically, you know, what do we do in America? And, you know, why is the Constitution involved? You know, and it's interesting, too, because, you know, on one end, I really want the government to stay out of it. I think it should be between a person and their doctor. But on one end, we have politicians wanting the government involved and saying the child gets to make a choice. The child has the authority and the child has the right to make a decision for their own medical care. Yet when it comes to abortion, the child doesn't. I mean, they need to pick one. What is it? Is it all the parents' choice in terms of abortion and gender-affirming care, or does the child get a say? And then does the child understand? You know, we are seeing lawsuits where children are coming back as adults going, I didn't want to lose my breasts. I didn't want to lose my fertility. I'm in severe pain. Why didn't anybody protect me? What did you guys do to me? I was vulnerable. I was a kid. The reason why there are rape laws against having sex with minors is because they aren't old enough, according to the law, to give consent. If you are a 30-year-old man and you have sex with a 16-year-old girl, you could be charged and imprisoned for rape. Why? Because the child could be coerced. How do we know it was truly consent? Yet you can have an 8-9-year-old make a decision about altering their health. You know, estrogen therapy, menopausal women going on estrogen therapy, they are watched like hawks because estrogen is thrombogenic, can cause clots, could accelerate cancer. When you're on estrogen therapy, that's some serious medications. Is anybody making sure the kid isn't sitting in class for hours on end on estrogen therapy and they got to get up and move? We need to make sure they're not at risk for a DVT. I mean, these medications have risks. Not to mention, if you're not going to let a child go through puberty, what happens to their bone structure? What happens to their brain structure? Now, these are things that are, and mind you, feeling like you're in the wrong body is very scary. And I really feel bad for anybody that is waking up every day looking at their penis or vagina, saying, I'm in the wrong body. There's not a lot of individuals. It's a very, very rare diagnosis of true gender dysphoria, but boy, is it complex, and it's very difficult. And I feel for anybody going through that. But if you're really looking at true gender dysphoria, is changing the penis to a artificial vagina solving that? Are breast implants solving that? Is, you know, changing the hair and the, you know, mind you, I think a lot of us would not like facial hair. But we're really not understanding the disease if you're thinking just modified facial hair is going to solve the problems. If you are waking up in the wrong body, different voice, different neck structure, shoulder structure, face structure. You know, it's rare to have somebody completely happy with all the changes. I mean, how many women, like, I don't like my breasts, I don't like my butt, I don't like this, so they go and get cosmetic surgery. Are they happy forever? So we really have to understand what we're doing here. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.